KSL News Time now, 809. Another check of Triple Team traffic, and I-15 still in your sights, Andy.
Yep, and I-15 still a parking lot from 106 South to 45th South in Murray. So it looks like either fewer people are getting on the freeway, or they're just finding good alternates, or just the volumes are decreasing. But that is a slight improvement. Unfortunately, not much of a time improvement yet from 106 to 45th South until you pass the auto pedestrian crash. We do have a lot of troubles on city streets. First of all, State Street is an alternate. That's really backed up. Midvale up towards the 215 overpass. Also, Redwood Road, same story from West Jordan into Taylorsville, and Bangor Highway going from West Jordan into Taylorsville. Eric?
If you're thinking of using the 215 West Belt as an alternate, just remember, you got construction there, and you've got a lot of slowing starting at about 4700 South all the way up to the 201 Highway. And over on the South Belt, if you're heading east, trying to use the East Belt, that's also slow as you go past the Union Park area. That's mostly because of construction. Heather?
We've had a great drive all morning long through Weber and Davis counties, but we are seeing some slower traffic, a few brake lights occasionally popping up. Southbound I-15 between Woods Cross and the downtown Salt Lake area. No delays, though, on Legacy Parkway. It's the city streets that are getting most congested, especially in Bountiful and Centerville. For holiday baking, use Oakdale Omega-3 Brown Eggs. They're nutritious with no antibiotics or hormones ever added. Look for Oakdale Eggs at your local grocer or visit oakdale.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.